You are the best this world has to offer. No wonder it has fallen to ruin.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Ready Check, the World of Warcraft podcast where we're the noobs, so you don't have to be. I'm Relic, and I play a Blood DK on Ghostlands EU in the casual raiding guild Harvest Moon. And joining me, as always, is my raid leading cohort and holy paladin extraordinary Tommen. Hello, Tommen.
Hello, hello, hi, hello.
How you doing?
I'm alright, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing alright. And also joining us for the first time is a fellow Harvest Mooner, our feral druid legend and part-time bear. Rawr. Honey Bunny. Hello, Honey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not bad. Bit like in shock having to stand in for flaps.
It's good having you sitting in flap seat. Much nicer looking at you than his baldy head.
Yeah,
this week we'll be covering our usual raiding talk, including Paragon and Method interviews with Mana Flask, a few non-class changes coming in 5.3, and our guild raiding challenges being faced this week. But before we get to that, Flaps and Melgrim are both out this week, but taking their place is a special guest joining us from Earthen Ring EU, where he plays a Shadow Priest, Holy Priest, and a bunch of other things. Welcome to Symes. Hello, Symes.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Very good.
When I can start making archaeology stuff.
I just thought we'd start off, tell us a little bit about your history in WoW and where you are at the moment.
Oh, I started playing a Dwarven Priest back on EU Silvermoon, back in vanilla. Deliberately chosen for Fear Ward, because that was when Dwarven Priests actually got something useful. It wasn't to everyone. And the guild that my wife was in at the time, needed healers. And that's sort of the interesting one, is my wife got me into World of Warcraft originally.
Oh, wow.
So she's next to me doing pet battles at the moment. and healed through Molten Core, which was fun. Did a little bit, poked a little bit into Blackwing Lair. So I've got Benediction, which I still use whenever I have a staff, thanks to Transmog. So I got that at level. So one of the more fun quests. I wish they'd brought more quests like that back in. Then gone through Burning Crusade, 10-man raiding in there, sort of Karazhan and similar, and then Zul'Amun. Then Wrath of the Lich King, again raiding all the way through there. Happy to kill Arthas, even if I was a bubble bot on the Lich King. nothing quite like having to put a bubble on everyone for every single infest. Then went through Cataclysm. Went through the end of Cataclysm, which was that lovely period where I managed to get Deathwing down on Heroic, mm-hmm. which was very fun. But also, thanks to the lovely end of Cataclysm stuff, it was the, 9, 10 alts at 85.
Yeah.
And I blame Cataclysm for that.
Absolutely.
Pure and simple. The lack of content, that gap at the end, really hurt the game in a lot of ways.
He basically had a year to almost to do every piece of random crap that you didn't otherwise have time to do.
Absolutely. And it really hurt the game. When we saw it with people raiding, we saw a definite people leaving the guild I was in at the time. And it really actually hurt the game in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But Pandaria came along, and that's been a blast. It's been really fun. So the amusing thing is that my Shadow Priest, is still the same character. My main has remained the same for the entire game so far.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's funny what you're saying about Cataclysm killing teams, because out of the, I think we had 14 or 15 people on our roster during Dragon Soul, and Tommen and I are the only ones left.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Which is quite sad. Well, we have another 16, 17 people on the roster, which is quite cool. So
I think a lot of people came back. A lot of people left at the end of Cata because of it. You know, they got the Dragon Soul. You know, they got the Deathwing down. And then they thought, that's it, I've had enough. And then nothing happened. I'll cancel the subscription.
Yeah.
And then Pandaria's come along and people have actually heard good things about it, and you do start to see people come back. You also see people come back and then disappear again.
Yeah.
Pandas are not for everybody.
I know one guy who did 1 week of Alifar, killed Deathwing and considered that the end of the expansion and quit. he killed the end boss. He didn't need to raid anymore. That was it. It was all done.
Screw this, guys. I'm going home.
I know people who did that with Wrath, with the Lich King. They've been playing since vanilla, right the way through it, the paladins and similar, right the way through it, they wanted to down the Lich King. That was their main thing they wanted to do, having played Warcraft 1, 2, and everything else.
Yeah.
Wrath of the Lich King came along, they got him down, and then said, thank you, I'm done. Logged out and went, and that was it. Never saw them again.
Cool. So, comparing Mist to previous expansions, how do you feel that raiding has changed since then?
I would say it feels like Burning Crusade.
Okay, in what way? Because I didn't raid in Burning Crusade, so...
More coordination. There's a lot more... What's the right way of putting it? Need more of a focus in raiding. I mean, I touched on some 25-man raiding, but Rat was really where... You know, 25-man raiding is really where the raiding scene was at, if you actually look at it. You had Karazhan to begin with. You also had a sudden change to 25-man raiding, mm-hmm. which was new at the time, and a lot of 40-man guilds just went, oh my god, what are we going to do? And the answer was, get rid of the 15 people you were carrying. but there was an off joke, which was the there are 25 people in the raid and 15 others not doing very much.
Right.
Or they were paladins rebuffing every blessing individually every 5 minutes.
That's an important job to have.
I still do that now. I mean, I don't do any healing. I just hit and keeps firing my buffs.
Constantly
buffing. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I wonder who that was.
Why are we getting this blessing every 5 minutes?
I'm sure this lasts an hour.
Yeah, when they actually made it so you could actually put it on individuals, so it was raid-wide, it was such a good change as a priest. Because otherwise you'd sit there doing, that's my group to do Power Word Fortitude on. 1, 2, 3. So yes, lots of changes like that with very quality of life ones. But also 10-man raiding was in there. I mean, they'd had Zolgarub, which was 15, I think.
20.
Was it 20? Yeah, 20. Mm-hmm. For a while, that was kind of nice. And it meant that suddenly guilds could get smaller. And people often go, oh, we want to do 40-man raiding. And it's like, no, you don't. You don't remember. It was herding cats, but worse.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Flaps always tells me that 40-man raiding was the worst thing he's ever done.
I really enjoyed it, but then I'm not sure if that was just nostalgia, because I was in a really nice guild, not like our current lot, who are all horrible. wait.
Oh, wait.
Oops.
What I remember about, say, original game raiding was logging in for a couple of hours to get nightfin soup, sitting outside Strat, fishing it up, best place for it, and making lots of nightfin soup for the 16 MP5 it gave you, and getting flasks and potions, well, actually, no, not flasks, but elixirs, because you would chain stack elixirs. You have lots of elixirs. And the tanks would have a flask, and the one main healer would have a flask for MP5. And you'd chain drink potions. And so most of your time was spent gathering mats to raid for one night a week. lesson fun.
That doesn't sound fun. I find it hard to gather mats for like one raid night, and that just involves going to my farm, farming some stuff.
God, so no wonder people are so nostalgic about the old days. It sounds so awesome.
It was quite fun though. I mean, I played.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
I played Mage in vanilla, and we used to have to. I'm not even kidding. An hour before invite time, you'd find a group of six or seven of us mages sat at Thorian Point in Searing Gorge, just making water, and we would do that for an hour. And we all had this add-on. It was amazing. I still remember it. We had this add-on where you could play Texas Hold'em poker against each other. It was amazing. So we used to sit there for like an hour just playing poker. It's wicked. Just making water. That's all we would do for an hour. It's mental.
Oh, wow. But at least they gave you something to do whilst you were making water, I suppose.
And warlocks doing the getting soul shards so they could summon people.
Yep.
Because everyone took a soul shard.
Come help me kill stuff. Oh, those days are fun.
People are nostalgic for the old stuff.
I don't know. It doesn't sound that fun. I'm not going to like you guys.
No, I'm with Honey on that one.
Yeah. And looking back, I can remember what it was like at the time, and it was epic seeing people run up.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
But it was also a lot of work. And so, you know, the changes in TBC where they added the 10-man raids, which was fun. And, you know, again, it was Karazhan was actually a nice challenge, and it's still a beautiful instance to go into. It's beautifully crafted, even if I spent a lot of my time casting mind vision on people when they had died and were running back.
Don't go that way. Where are you going?
Yeah, don't go up that way. That's Nightbane's. Oh, God. They ran into Nightbane trash. don't run. Yes, run that way. Run that way. You're fine. You're fine. Oh, you're dead.
If you see a ghost, you've gone the wrong way.
Shackle Undead was our friend.
Okay, we're at the part of the show where we ask what everyone has been up to in the last week. So let's go with Tommen first. What have you been up to, mate?
So, yeah, this week I've done quite a lot of LFR. And as well as that, I've been kind of challenging myself. I mean, we'll talk about this a little bit later, I guess. But we've started working at two healing a lot of the stuff in Throne. So I've spent quite a lot of time this week working really hard on my cooldown usage and basically trying to up my game a little bit for two healing, which has been okay, I think. We'll talk about how we did later on in the show, but it's been quite a fun process. And I've just got a new trinket as well. I've got the new Shadowpan friendly trinket, which means that I'm having to get used to using on-use trinkets again. So I've done a lot of time in LFR just basically not really doing much and working out how to time my trinkets again. All so right. That's it's been quite good.
I just macro mine
for a lot of time. And, oh, dude.
There's only one on-use trinket I like, and that's the one I've got on my priest healing set. It's got a 1-minute cooldown on use, which syncs up with Mindbender. That's awesome. Perfect. Every other on-use trinket. In fact, Bashiok posted tweeted earlier on this week, basically going, got rid of my final on-use trinket, my other on-use trinket. I am so happy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He hates them as well.
Yeah, I just macro mine, so every time I use Deathstrike, it uses one of them, and then it uses the other one the next time I hit it. So
yeah, I have to make sure I have a really, really obnoxious weak auras alert, otherwise I'll just keep forgetting. So now it pulses my screen and shouts at me, which is pretty good fun.
So what's your on-use trinket? What does it do?
30,000 mana. So I don't want to use it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't want to macro it to anything because I don't want to waste it when it's not needed. Yeah. So I've got an alert that tells me when I'm 30,000 mana down, and then it will just tell me every time it comes off cooldown.
Yeah, mine are mastery boost and dodge boost on mine, so whenever. I'm happy. I'm not picky. Honey, what have you been up to this week?
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been doing a great deal in anything. Oh, no, that's actually a lie. On Sunday, I did tank for, like, the first time in a long time. And that was quite fun. I tanked the first boss in Throne of Thunder. And unfortunately, like Flaps, I am shit at names. I think I want to call him Jinrock, but I might be wrong.
JR with his big Stetson hat and cigar.
Yeah, that's the one. But apart from that, I haven't really done very much. Real life has just been really hard, so I've been dealing with real life things. By real life things, I just mean work, so that's really boring.
I've not been doing much. I've been leveling my paladin, leveling my warlock, and leveling my druid. All part of my grand scheme of having one of everything to fill every raid slot.
Hang on. Like, it was like a couple of shows ago we said you were going to concentrate on leveling up your druid. What happened?
Well, the druid is one that I'm leveling alongside one of Honey's alts.
Oh, I see.
So sorry.
We're doing that in pairs. But
I take full responsibility for not leveling that one yet.
But
you guys are rubbish. You're ruining my raid composition. Stop it.
Sorry, dude.
But we don't have a prop paladin at the moment, and I'm loving prop paladin at the moment. It's really cool. I don't know why, because we had a prop paladin at the start of the expansion. He decided it was shit and gave it up. But I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's really good. And warlock is amazing. Burn down everything. Burn all the things.
Burn all the things. Yeah.
Have you gotten the Green Fire quest yet?
No, he's only level 80.
Ah, okay.
I was going to say, wait till you can burn things with Green Fire.
Oh, one of our warlocks has a green fire thing, and during the Horridon fight, he pops it on the Venom door. You can't tell the difference between his green fire and the poison cloud.
Oh, God.
I get that on the third door as well. When our we've got a frost mage, and when he pops his frozen orb.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, run away, run
I just
away.
Felt like saying to Sid, is that one of yours or is that a bad one?
I can't tell if it's hurting me or not.
I was moving the ads away from him and thinking, should I be doing that?
Wow, this one looks awfully swirly. I don't know what that's all about.
The mage in our raid is probably getting really pissed off with like Raoul moving everything away from his file.
My deeps, man, stop it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, Sid. So that's all I've been up to, really, apart from dino hunting, as usual, as I talk about every week. I've now got 5 tunes that are exalted with everything. So now it's my level 80s that are getting exalted with Golden Lotus, which is quite cool. Oh, they don't even know what pandas are yet.
You know, there's a little trick to that as well.
What's that?
If you send one of those BOA items to like a level 18, mm-hmm. have them use it, then you know the faction. You can champion it at 18.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And interestingly, it was tweeted towards Ghostcrawler earlier on this week, yesterday, and he didn't actually seem to go, yeah, we're going to get rid of that. It's like cool. Unintended consequence. It's like...
That's quite cool. I'll have to try that, because God knows I've got enough ults I'm levelling up. So that's me. Symes, what have you been up to in the last week, mate? Apart from archaeology.
Yeah. Well, archaeology is something I had always sworn that I'd only do on one character. And then I'm doing it on another, who I even race changed to a dwarf for the racial. A dwarf rock.
That's min-maxing for you. That's min-maxing, that is.
Min-maxing on a secondary profession.
Or if you're a dwarf, surely that's min-minning.
That would be a gnome. It'd be more mediuming. But no, I mean, this particular one's a palace, so nice fast flying. And also stone form for tanking. Stone form rocks. In many, many ways. But this week, mainly I've been doing raiding. The group I'm with at the moment, we're working on Doramu as our main one. And I think we've got the dance down. If you've done Doramu in LFR, you've got the maze. Mm-hmm. You think it's bad in LFR? Moves much faster than normal. Yeah, about twice as fast. you know there's three paths through the maze. You've got the melee path, the middle path, and the outside path.
Okay.
The outside path, you will not survive unless you have a speed boost of some sort. There is no way to survive it. So for the ranged who do have the ability to do it, you know, like deterrent. Is it deterrence from hunters who can fly through mm-hmm. the air? Except don't aim yourself. Disengage. Yeah. Yeah. Just disengage. That was it. Yeah. Don't aim yourself in the wrong direction.
I've heard of many monks rolling themselves off the platform.
Yeah, yeah. The platform as well, the differences in LFR is it's hurtier. And a lot of things on Doramu become insta-kill against LFR. So LFR in some respects, good practice to see what the maze looks like, bad practice for normals. But yeah, I mean, a lot of them we zip through the first bits on one day. The next day we do some Megara, Jakun, and then get to Doramu to spend a couple of nights on. So we raid 4 nights a week.
Wow.
Outside of that, a little bit of LFR, you know, doing my farm, so 5 full farms, so a lot of profession mats. That sort of thing, really.
So how long do you raid per night on your 4 nights?
2.5 hours a night.
Okay.
So 4 nights a week. We try and get at least the first 3 or 4 bosses down, like farm bosses down. I think it's a sign that we've been very lucky with loot that we've only had 2 items disenchanted so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's mental.
It's great in some respects, bad in others.
This is 10 men, right?
This is 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a really, actually very wide spread of people in the guild. So I looked at the raid last night and it was, I think we had two priests and 2 monks with one of every other class, pretty much, like spread throughout at that point.
Right.
So we've got a very good spread of classes, which means any loot that drops, you've got someone's going to get it.
Yeah, we often have 3 paladins, 2 shaman,
2 blood DKs.
We don't have
it's fun.
Yeah, 2 druids. That's our group. Oh. And a clothy if we're lucky.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't have very much melee at all. We actually only have ranged DPS.
You can have some of ours if you want. Yeah, we seem to have loads.
We got plenty spare. We did an all melee council.
That sucks. That was the worst
God.
Thing.
We will never get that 2.5 hours back.
No.
You could probably do very well with the cleave on that.
We did okay. We ran up against a few problems, I think. But
the tricks we use on council at the moment is we ignore the lower completely unless they're shadowed.
So you group everybody up and you just do a tank swap when they're all stood on top of each other?
Yeah.
Or do you leave Priesty by herself anyway?
But no, Priesty, you've got a tank. The only one who you can't tank is the dude Blanker. Who rolls around.
Roly-poly men.
Roly-poly yep. man. The main thing that tends to kill us is either people not being dispelled if they're in the sand pit, or on the sandstorm, when all the adds come, when the adds die, they drop a pool as well, so the tanks have got to be moving around like a loon.
Yeah.
And that's the painful bit, really.
One of my DK buddies on Twitter, Chlorin, who's in a guild that's at much the same level as us, Dave and Honey, they downed council last night and they stacked everyone together, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do next time we get in there.
Yeah.
We did try using as a tactic, and it kind of worked. Certainly we didn't get the heal in, but it did mean that, for example, as a Shadow Priest, I was the one killing the lower with a hunter. And I could bind them in place for the full duration and kill them fast enough, not a problem. It's just the lack of focus and the constant switching of the tanks and everything around. Yeah. It was just a pain. We just found, gather them together, lowers get through, we don't care. Put one DPS on Sul and let go. That's it.
Yeah.
Mind if I ask how much average DPS your raid members are doing?
Trying to remember on the last few. We have people ranging from 80 to 150.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So we might have a problem with that. I mean, our top end is about 110.
If you are melee heavy and you can make your melee use cleaves and they're grouped up, then you're going to be set. You really are.
Yeah, I think cool. We'll try that next time.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah. If you can get past Horridan again.
Stop it. No, don't.
We will.
Yeah. Horridan is a fight that will just click. It did for us.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit later when we got to that section, but it was a tough one this week.
Yeah. So let's move on to the news. We've got a few little news items this week that I picked out. Some 5.3 stuff that's coming in. Someone tweeted, I think it was Ghostcrawler, that 5.3 may allow us to queue for all LFRs at once, which is a joy for those of you who like to do LFR. I am not one of them, as you know.
Nope.
But it would also be, I would quite like the idea of, you know, pick and mix. Chuck yourself into the LFR queue and see what pops out the other side. Rather than going, okay, now this one. That's what's, XP nerf for 85 to 90. So go Ultratron. They're reducing the amount of XP that you need to get from 85 to 90 by 33%, which is going to be huge. Especially for those of you who love your ults.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if this is a hot fix that's already in or if it's coming in 5.3, but you now only need 50 lesser charms to get your weekly mogus.
That's already in. I sent the quest in yesterday.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
So I've got one at the moment, so I need to get another 49 for next week. And another hot fix incoming where players from cross realm groups will be able to loot once again Undusta and Nullarch. If they're in cross-realm groups, because they stopped that. They said it was for performance issues, because loads of people were coming onto cross-realm groups and causing lag issues, but apparently they fixed that.
You know what? They actually did it. Because people, the people coming in, but the reason was is that some servers had managed to open Nullarch ahead of time.
Yeah.
And people were jumping on. So it wasn't just one or two raid groups. We're talking a large number of raid groups going, hey, we can do that as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember our server's first Undusta attempts, and there were so many people. My God, it was complete madness. Anyway, I've never tried Undusta since. That kind of burnt me out. Just that 1.5 hours of trying to kill this big dinosaur and everyone dying
at 2 frames per second.
Yeah, with no one knowing what the hell the tactic is.
It reminded me of the Anchorage gates opening. it felt, except the servers didn't crash.
Yep. Well, yeah.
No, actually, Undaster is not too bad these days. You only need 2 40-man raid groups.
Oh, that's all right.
That's a Zerging tactic.
Easy done. There were 2 interviews on ManaFlask this week. ManaFlask always interview whoever finishes each tier first. So they had Paragon interviewed for the 10-man race and Method for the 25-man race. A couple of interesting bits. It was quite nice to see that neither of them consider the 10 and 25 to be in the same race. There's always this constant who's better, 10 and 25, and it just goes on every single tier. And it's good to see that they're stating quite clearly that they're not in the same race together. There are a few other little bits. They quite like the fact that Throne of Thunder was not gated. I mean, I think T14 was a bit wasted with it being gated. I quite like the Kata model where you had three raids at the start and you could go into whichever one you wanted to go into. I don't know what you guys think about that.
It was variety.
Yeah.
It also let a lot more guilds get some exposure as well, because, you know, while one guild was working on something else, you could jump in and do a different instance and have a shot at world first. So I thought that worked out quite well.
Mm. It was also quite nice that if you couldn't progress in one, at least you could go and try a different one.
Yeah.
And then hopefully get some better gear and then go back to another one that you were stuck on before.
Yeah. Indeed. And basically they all thought most of the bosses were pretty well done. They didn't think much of Raiden. I didn't think much of the unlimited attempts, and Method all agreed that Dark Animus was a bastard. And they were raiding 14 to 15 hours a day, which is absolutely mental.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that's the news for this week.
No, there's something else.
Oh.
Yeah, so just today, it was announced that Exodus have ceased to exist again. And that's obviously, that was the merger between the old Exodus and Vodka, which happened literally just before the start of this tier.
Yeah.
Talk the talk, and they did quite well, to be fair. I mean, they've killed Raiden, but they've now decided to call it a day. And I think, from what I gather, I read a Facebook post from Killers, who's one of the officers from Vodka and now Exodus, who basically has just said, yep, the rumors are true. We're not going to continue functioning as a 25-man guild. No plans to do 10s. And basically, the reason is that he says that the community is contributing to more and more guilds killing themselves by basically having to put in far too many hours, and they can't, it's not sustainable. I can't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
He says the competition is now slim because the competition is literally eating each other. So yeah, he was alluding to the fact that he thinks that you're going to end up with, you know, 1 or 2, 3, maybe super guilds now racing for the world firsts, and nobody else is going to have a chance. And you know what? I think we're actually starting to see that now, which is quite a sad thing. So
I think so. I mean, the 25-man race is basically a 3-man race now between Method, Blood Legion, and Exorcist. And Paragon obviously have no competition on 10-man.
Yeah, it's just because people. I mean, people have jobs. They're not gonna start taking off a couple of weeks from work and raiding 14 to 16 hours a day unless they know that they're gonna have a good chance at getting world first. So you're just not gonna have anybody doing it anymore.
I think
it's mental. I mean, when we were doing world firsts and server firsts back in vanilla, I mean, the number one guild on our server, they were just raiding 4 nights a week. You know, they weren't going particularly mental at it.
Don't forget the age has also changed in terms of people who play.
Yeah,
the game was what, 7 years old.
Yeah, that's enough time.
And that's enough time for people who have, you know, started at college to have to, you know, get married, have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Your priorities kind of change at that point.
Yeah. Speaking of number one guilds, the number one guild on our server asked me to tank for them last night.
Hey, check you out.
Yeah. They don't know me. They just saw a Blood DK outside Throne and Thunder and said, are you ready tonight?
So it wasn't because of your amazing reputation amongst the server.
You're obviously desperate if you're... I think it was their second 10 thing. This is a 25-man team that had to go to 10 because they don't have the numbers for it. So they obviously have a B team that was at risk of being a C team last night if I had joined. Is this heroic?
I'm surprised you didn't just, you know, G quit and be like, screw you guys, I found a better guild, I'm off. See you later.
Yeah. I would have loved if we got up to somehow heroic Tortoise and they said, you know this fight? I know it on LFR. I've done it twice. What do I do? That would have been amazing.
Oh. There's something about some turtles. I need to kick stuff, right?
No, I kick turtles, and in my raid group, I'm the one who kicks turtles.
That brings... you dare touch a turtle, I'll kick your ass.
Yes.
That brings us...
Sorry.
Go on, mate.
I was about to say, it does put a bit of a damper on your DPS to be running around going, if I don't get that turtle in time, we're all dead.
No pressure.
Nah.
Dave, Toman, do you want
don't,
to talk?
Don't about ask me. No, no, don't ask me. We'll edit this out. You have to go. I'll just rage.
We went into Throne of Thunder last night on our usual Thursday night raid night. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we had to 2-heal it. We could have 3-healed it, but it would have been me healing, so it would have been 2.5 healing it. And it did not go terribly well. So, Tom is refusing to go into depth on this at the moment. So basically, this comes down, and Symes, you can pitch in here with your advice once I get to the meat of it. But basically, I had to do it was almost a rail smash moment towards the end.
It was brilliant. It was beautiful.
It was good.
I was the most raid leader-y. I gave up raid leading before Christmas because I was about to G disband. To be quite honest with you. And so I passed it on to Dave. And that's why he has no hair anymore.
Yeah, I had a meltdown last night. I'm not talking to anybody at the moment.
Yeah. So basically, Horridon, we spoke about this earlier. Horridon was the beast we were facing last night. And it came down to really I'm going to be quite plain. It was a lack of personal accountability and personal awareness of your class's utility. So, as you know, Symes, and everyone else knows, Horridon is an interrupt-dispelling race.
Clusterfuck. Really.
Clusterfuck, if you like. So if you don't interrupt and you don't dispel, you're going to have a lot of trouble, right? Especially when you've got 2 healers.
Brave tackling it with 2 healers.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, once I had my little Ralph Mash moment at the end, which was basically saying, you guys... stop trying to race the DPS meters and actually use your interrupts and use your dispels. We did much better and we got to the very final, you know, the final phase where the big troll guy comes out. Mm. We managed to get that far and then some people shat the bed and we wiped. But how do you, Simes, give us your advice, mate. How would you increase, the importance of personal accountability in a team as part of its philosophy? Because I said last night to these guys, and I do mean it, they're a team who can kill Horridon because we've done it before.
Mm.
But there was a something happening last night that people weren't.
Or not happening.
Off nights always happen. Horridon lives up to his name, by the way. He really is a horrid. And what's it with bosses anyone with on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrelon, Elegon, Horridon.
I think it's
Three council on. actually, no, council fights anyway. Or council fights always suck horribly. One of the ways to do it is to install an add-on called Insidia Fails.
Yes, that's the add-on I'm talking about in Mod of the Week. You genius. Thank you.
And also put it into personal announce mode. So unless you're feeling really dickish and want to basically broadcast to the raid,
this person fucked up.
But what you do is you then track it and you look at it and you see after the fight, these people failed and you very quietly go and speak to them about it. It depends how much drama you want from it. If you go out in a raid and basically point to someone and go, you suck, you've got a very good chance of them logging off and not coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it produces a really bad atmosphere in a guild. And in a raid, it's much better to talk personally and say, you know, in generalities and go, this is the kind of thing we want to avoid and do. Also making sure your raiders install GTFO.
Yeah.
Which is, if you're in the shit, it's going to beep at you loudly. Now, that won't make me not so great for tanks, but for the poison pools, it's great. For the frozen orb thing, you can tell which one's nasty from GTFO. It's just really handy because I've seen so many people die in the purple and life grip's been on cooldown. Personal responsibility, people have to just, DPS have to learn on Horridon, the boss doesn't matter. because if you get hired on down to 30%, the troll's coming down no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is to DPS hired on as you can. The moment the ads come out, that's it. You nuke them. The moment the Dinomancer comes out, you nuke him to 50%, use the orb and move on to the next door, killing the ads as you go. Multi-dot classes are best as well for this.
I think the problem with our DPS is they're not necessarily focusing on the boss, because that's like an in-between gate thing. It's more the fact they're just like, kill the ads, kill the ads. Oh shit, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing something else. Where is it? Never mind. Kill the ads. No, guys.
Yeah.
We've got to interrupt. We've got to dispel. We only had two healers last night. It was awful, but I think it's just something they need to realize.
It's a practice one.
We've actually got some really, really good DPSs, and they are really good, genuinely. They put out good numbers. For the most part, they're pretty good at awareness as well. It's just, I think one of the problems that we've got is that I think we need to kind of telegraph stuff a bit too much. So I feel like if I don't say, okay, cool, right, the Blood Priest is up, you guys have got to, you know, the Venom Priest is up, you guys have got to target him now, then nobody's going to do it. And it's stuff like, I've got to tell people on Jinrock that the lightning's coming in, so you need to stack in the middle, and I shouldn't have to do that anymore.
Yeah,
we're past that stage. People should be looking at DBM and working out themselves, you know.
Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Battlegrounds are a great thing to teach you about being aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
This is a bad thing, especially for healers. I mean, I try to be aware, and even I get focused. Healers can get gridlocked. I mean, that's kind of good because I use grid, but you can get locked to bars and you will ignore what's going on around you to your death.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing can happen with tanks when you have nothing else but the boss's crotch in your face. That's a problem. I mean, ranged DPS, I think, make the best raid leaders because they've got the best overview.
Yeah.
Or healer. But then I've tried to raid lead as a healer and it's horrible. But Battlegrounds, you don't care about, there isn't a boss to kill. Unless you're in Ultra Valley. But generally, you're going to have good awareness because it's not predictable. It involves other people who are trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've often said that my time when I was a Shadow Priest doing primarily PvP made me much better at PvE when I moved back to PvE on my...
Yeah, 100% agree with that.
Because you do learn the full utility of your class because you have to survive. I mean, if you can survive against a rogue, a warrior, a warlock, and a hunter on you as one Shadow Priest, and you can get them all down, you're doing okay. And when you go into PvE, you know, you will find that you've improved exponentially.
Well, the interesting thing is PvP as a hunter back in Warsong Gulch, that is what taught me the whole jump, turn, kill.
Right.
Which is that you're running in one direction, you jump, you spin around with your mouse, fire off a concussive shot, then drop down again, and you're running in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that with my Shadow Priest with some of my dot procs.
Yeah.
And doing that, for example, on the maze on Duramu means I can boost my DPS substantially whilst running around in Duramu's maze. It's one of those things. It's just a thing, but it's something I learned from PvP. Also, knowing things like, I'm about to die, I'll hit Dispersion, is the other good one. Or deterrence, or whatever your class skill is.
Yeah. Okay. Tommen, do you want to pitch in on any raid team stuff? You don't have to talk specifically about last night, because I know you're very upset.
No, it's like, you know, I was upset at the time, but that's because... I mean, Flaps and I were two healing it, and it's the first time we'd done it this tier. And I thought we did really well, and we were working our butts off. We really, really were working hard. You know, both of us were just exhausted after every pull, just because we were working as tough as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd end up dying because an interrupt was missed, or we'd end up dying because we had too many diseases up on the third door, or we'd end up dying because the tank missed a double swipe for the third time. And it just got... Not you. And it just got pretty frustrating, really. So that kind of put a down on the whole night for me. But in terms of how we are getting on, I think once we get over this, then we it's a weird one, because we've got a good team. We've got a team that's capable of doing it. We've got a team that's capable of getting the cancel down. I've got no doubt about that at all. But it's just executing it, and it's making sure that everybody is playing to their potential, not just in terms of the numbers that they're putting out, but in terms of what they're doing as well. And I don't want anybody, because I know a lot of our guildies listen to this show, I don't want anyone to think that I think you're all rubbish and you need to up your game, but you're all rubbish and you need to up your game.
One of the interesting things about TOT is after bosses like Garalon, which had a horrible enrage timer, they said they wanted to make it more about execution and less about DPS races.
Yeah, they've done that. They've done that really well.
Yeah, and it is. You've got to execute the fight properly, and if you don't, you won't get it down. Not unless you can face roll it or, you know, overpower it. And people don't have the gear to do that yet.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add to that. I think it is really coming down to... it's a philosophical question, I think, now, as far as our team goes, because, like Dave said, and I said earlier, ability-wise, they're all very good players. But it just comes down to encouraging them to, I don't know, instead of assessing their performance at the end by looking at world logs, which some of them do, which is great, it's assessing their performance while they're doing it, or, you know, oh, I missed that interrupt, I should have interrupted that, I'll interrupt that one next time. Instead of waiting till the end of the night and counting their interrupts up on Skype, which I'm sure only half of them do anyway.
It's just, yeah, I mean, like last night I had to interrupt the poison bot volley 3 times. And, you know, that doesn't sound like it's a pain in the ass, but when you're healing your tits off, it's not fun to have to run in and interrupt something.
How many dispel types did you have? Because you end up with all 4 types of dispels being needed on that.
Yeah, we had all of them.
Okay.
So we had myself as a holy paladin, we had a disc priest, so we had the first, we between the two of us, we had everything covered, and then we had a couple of rep paladins and a feral druid as well.
Okay.
And a mage to do the curses on the last door. So I think the dispels are fine. It's just the fact that while I guess mainly we just had to call for people to use them, which I didn't want to have to do. So we would wait until we'd end up with 8 or 9 people with a debuff on them. And then I'd have to say, guys, please help. You have to help. And then people would start dispelling. And I don't think it's reasonable that it has to get to that stage before people are noticing and jumping on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Decursive.
A couple of people have got it.
Or grid with raid debuffs module inside it is very good because it will show you the stacks as well, which is kind of useful to have.
Yeah, I use that as a healer, but I mean, even if people have only got decursive, if they're a DPSer, then that's fine. I just want people to be using it.
Okay, well, that's enough of We Gonna Die. I think we can move on now to the mod of the week, which we mentioned earlier, and which is something that Tommen is delivering to us today. Insidia Fails. Now, Dave, go ahead, mate.
So, yeah, I really like this add-on because it's not an add-on that I use for calling people out. It's not that at all. I don't use it for that purpose. I use it because I want to have an idea of why we died and what avoidable damage we can avoid taking next time. So, for instance, it will tell me on Jinrock who took damage in lightning pools. It will tell me on Horridon if anybody got hit by the double swipe. It'll tell me who stood in the poison pools or got hit by the frozen orbs that are shining around. And those things are really, really good. It gives me the opportunity to look at the output as it comes afterwards and say, okay, fair enough. I got hit 3 times by the electricity totems on the last door. So I need to work out what's going on there. I need to look at my feet and make sure that I move out the way. The thing I like about it is that there are loads of different output modes. You can get it to kind of tell you as somebody fails, or you can wait and it will sort of tell you at the end of a fight, and you can make it report to any different number of channels. You can put it in a custom channel just for your officers to see. You can put it in guild chat or raid chat, or you can just have it, which is what I do. You can just have it to display only to yourself, which is brilliant because it's quite a spammy add-on, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I've got it just reporting to myself. So I think it's really, really helpful to see what's happening in a fight and why people are taking damage that they shouldn't be taking. What I would say is that it can be a little bit finicky for some things specifically for tanks that are supposed to soak stuff. So, for instance, when we were on Garrulon, the tactic that we used involved myself as a healer jumping in to soak the frontal cones. Not all the time, just when we had our tanks kiting. And the tactic worked really, really well for us. But every time I took a frontal cone, Insidia Fails would shout at me. So at the end of the night, I'd be like, Tommen failed 50 times. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't. I'm supposed to, I promise. But yeah, so that's one thing to bear in mind. But I mean, as Symes was saying, it's really good for being able to take a look at where there are patterns. You know, if you see that somebody is failing to the same thing, you know, attempt after attempt, then you can definitely use that to have a quiet word in their ear and see if they're having problems with it. Maybe it's that they can't see the spell effect on the floor or what have you, and it just gives you a really good chance to have a chat with them and work that out.
Symes, do you have anything to add about Insidia Fails? Because you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, no, I think it pretty much covers that. I think it's one of those things in a toolbox which are pretty is useful for a raid leader to have.
Yeah.
Or personally, just to have a look at and see where am I messing up? Do I need to have GFO as well? But it's more, where can we improve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'd encourage anybody who's raiding, certainly in heroics, but even in normal modes, I'd encourage everybody to get it installed, just because you can see stuff that you might not have noticed. Specifically as a healer or a tank, you know, like we were saying, it's easy to tunnel vision. So it might be helpful to have a quick look afterwards and see, okay, you know, this is something that I can change. This is something I can fix for next time. Because sometimes unless somebody points it out to you or something points it out to you, maybe an add-on, you might not know. So, yeah, it's good to have those kind of tools.
It's great for LFR when the person who is the mouthy one saying everyone fails and they're new is the worst and highest for fails.
Yep.
I can imagine that.
All right, well, that's the end of the show. Let's wrap it up. You can find ReadyCheck on the web at readycheck.co.uk. You can find us on Twitter at ready_check. And you can email us at mailbag@readycheck.co.uk. Symes, we can find you on Twitter at Syvation.
Yep.
And you're on Earthen Ring. What's the name of your guild on Earthen Ring?
The raiding one I'm with is Team Awesome. Mm-hmm. And sort of casual raiding one, who are recruiting, I believe, are Immune to Psychology. And I'm also just going to give a little shout out to my wife's podcast, Girls Gone Wow, which she's been doing for some time.
And it's very good. Definitely, we'll definitely check it out. One of my favourites.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to give a shout out to the guild website for once, harvestmoon.eu. If you are interested in joining a casual raiding team that fails on Horridon, come and check us out.
Way to sell us, bro. Nice job.
Yeah, we're always looking for good players. We're Alliance Side and Ghostlands EU. So that's the show. Thanks very much, everyone. Thanks
and
for joining us, Symes.
Get better soon. Pleasure. We'll have you back next week, hopefully.
Get better, Flapsy. Symes, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Yep, no problem.
And
pleasure.
It's been great talking to you. And Honey, thanks for stepping in.
That's quite all right.
Great. Thank you. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.